Step two is to list the given and unknown variables. So we're going to pull these out of the written problem here. So let's go through it step by step here. A train enters a tunnel that is 168 meters long. So this is a distance, so we can use this as a distance or a displacement. At a speed of 10.0 meters per second. So it enters a tunnel at a speed of 10.0 meters per second. So this will be our initial velocity. And exits 12.0 seconds later. So this is going to be our time, or our delta t. And exits 12 seconds later at a speed of 18.0 meters per second. So it exits at this speed. So that's going to be our v2, or final velocity. Then finally, what is the train's acceleration while in the tunnel? So this is going to be our unknown, our acceleration. So we want to list these, and you can see on our slide here, we have a list of the given variables and the unknown variables.